Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 16th of November, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today clouds and sun with a shower in the area, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower in the area, with a chance of precipitation of 41% and chance on thunderstorm of 20%. Temperatures from low 25 to high 32, with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 3%, and on Saturday 18 is a new moon in Scorpio. And Scorpio new moon is motivating and dynamic, steering action in both us and the water around us. It creates a time for looking within to gain an understanding of yourself more fully. It's also opportunity in which we can explore what is missing in our lives that leads us to engage in self-destructive behaviors. And this cycle also represents an opportunity to rid ourselves of the junk in our lives, material and spiritual. Anyhow, from Resident Assembly Service, a gentle reminder on a feedback on new entry board members. We still have a few days until Saturday, 18th of November. And also on Saturday, 18th of November, between 9:30 a.m. to noon at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone, we are invited to update on a new entry, and that goes to mentors and potential mentors. The Aspiration Team, on behalf of the Auroville Council and the Working Committee, encourage us to participate in an information-sharing meeting. This session will be offered to mentors and all those who might be interested to contribute to mentor newcomers. The main focus of this session will be an update on the changes to the new entry process and their impacts on newcomers and mentors. Today, Thursday, 16th of November, Adi Shakti invites us for the beginning of the season to a concert of Lyle Arad and AJ Frobitel, with the title We Got It Coming, and these two are actually touring through the India. And they would be offering solo songs, duo songs, and some folk covers of Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, June Carter, and others. On Saturday, 18th of November at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, concert tribute to Latin America with Jivatman and Susan on vocals, Rolf and Jivatman on guitars, and Suresh on percussions. We will hear songs from Latin America. Paulette shared with us information on bus on Darshan Day, November 17 and November 24th, and she's saying that for those using the Auroville bus to have Darshan in Mother's Room in November 17, which is Mother's Mahasamadhi Day, and in Sri Aurobindo's room on November 24th, which is Sri Aurobindo City Day, the bus will leave from Mathur Mandir at 9 a.m. via the ordinary route and return from Pandi at noon. No tokens are required. But note that this Sire bus is reserved for Aurovillians and newcomers going for Darshan. All others will have to use the ordinary Auroville bus as per daily schedule. And here the announcements from PTDC. We have a suggestion, and they are saying that they are all experiencing the busy, crowded Saturday mornings at PTDC with clearly call for a rearrangement and improvement. So they have thought of trying one relief measure and see if the situation improves. So tomorrow, Friday afternoon, 17th of November, they will receive a second delivery of fresh vegetables and fruits from Pondi and Uti, and their shelves will be filled again. Therefore, the PTDC members can come between 2 to 5:30 p.m. to get their fresh produce and avoid the Saturday morning crowds. They hope this will help a good number of us. And they are also asking us to let them know, because they are just only trying to improve within their limited possibilities. And from Auroville Film Festival comes a plea to support the festival and share the poster, which you will find in our images, on your social media. Because the Auroville Film Festival is running a crowdfunding campaign to raise funds for this year's festival, which will be from December 16th to December 23rd. 10% of all the funds will go towards the Auroville Film Festival Carbon Neutral Fund, which will support tree planting in Auroville. They're asking you to support Auroville Film Festival 17 by asking your friends and family to donate. An 11th Marathon, Orville 2018. The online registration for the Orville Marathon 2018, which would be held on Sunday, February 11, 2018, opened yesterday. So if you're planning to participate in this edition of the Orville Marathon, they ask you to register via the link www.marathon.orville.com/. And note, the registration was open yesterday and it will be going on until 31st of December. The manual registration will be open from 1st of December until 31st of December. The individual learners and runners team organizers can collect the registration forms from Saracon between 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. during this period. The organizing team strives to provide a safe and injury-free run to all participants. And they ask you to train well for the run and they wish you the best run at Oroville. And here's also an announcement from Oroville Archaeological Park. And as well, it's not only an update but it's also an appeal, because you may have noticed that the work of the Oroville Archaeological Park at the junction of Matrimadir Bharat Nivas Road has come to a standstill. The work on this site began in 2012, and since then they excavated and documented 14 cairn circles in limestone in different sizes, 32 urn burials, which include 7 granite capstone burials and simple urn burials. This date back between 500 BCE to approximately 500 CE, over 2000 years ago. The archaeological work was completed in May 2017, and now they must finish the park so that the work is put into a context and it's prepared for viewing. The Orville Archaeological Park is located at the junction, which is passed by thousands of visitors to the Matrimadir viewing point every day. The plan for the park calls for the land to be raised, landscaped, counterbounded and planted with indigenous trees and bushes. 120 granite blocks will be placed around it to protect it from traffic, benches and garbage bins will be installed, as well as weatherproof structure with information, drawings and explanation in 3 languages, and eventually a small showcase with artifacts. And Birgit shared with us useful information on Aadhaar cards, because if you still need an Aadhaar card, she says that is the easiest to find it in the most central place, 5 minutes walking from narrow streets into Mission Street towards Oroville. It is on the right side in the corner building of the Cherry Street, but hiding upstairs. And permanent Aadhaar Center, it's open between 10:30 in the morning until 4:30 p.m. In the South Indian Bank, number 113 to 127 upstairs Mission Street in Pondicherry. Mrs. Vijaya Lakshmi Mani will receive you at the desk next to the entrance door. You don't need an appointment. You just need to bring your passport, or stay visa, or residential permit, driving license, PAN card if you have one, and everything as a photocopy too. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to finish it per person. You don't need to have to wait. The card itself will be ready to pick up within 10 to 14 days. And it's issued for free. And from Oroville Health Centers comes a plea to the community in large on behalf of Daniel H. to all French-speaking Orovillians. He's in his Coast Hospital at the moment. He speaks only French. So they're asking for volunteers to visit and spend some time with him so that he can express himself and can be told about what is going on and doesn't feel completely isolated because of language problems. For further information, contact Metchild on 978762-6452. At Cinema Visitor Center tomorrow at 7:45, Gravity, directed by Alfonso Cuarón, made in USA and UK in 2013. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m, The Animal Communicator 52, made in 2012 and directed by Craig Foster. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Apocalypse series was going on this week, but still today we can see Land of Mine, made in Denmark and Germany in 2015 by writer and director Martin Sandwild. On Saturday, International Drama Romance, Being 17, made in France in 2016 and director André Téchin. On Sunday, 4:30 p.m., children's film documentary Microcosmos, made in France in 1996 and directed by Claude Norris Dani. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, our Akira Kurosawa movies are still going on, and this Sunday we will see drama Dode Suka Den, made in Japan in 1970. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "To do at each moment the best we can and leave the results to the divine's decision is the surest way to peace, happiness, strength, progress, and final perfection." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.